Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second, the shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third, the center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth, the DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting ninth, the right fielder, Willie Norwood. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. For the Milwaukee Brewers, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second, the third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third, the first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Sixto Lascano. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting eighth, the DH, Dick Davis. Batting ninth, the catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Smalley for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Bando moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Cooper scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper fields it and throws to second for the out. Adams moves to third. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lascano, who is chasing the ball. Wilfong reaches third base with a triple. Adams scores. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's Twins, 2, Brewers, 2. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's 3-2, Brewers. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood. Bando reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau takes first base on ball 4. Smalley moves to second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive to right field. Lascano throws towards first. Cooper fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cooper. Smalley scores. Landreau moves to third. Adams moves to second. It's Twins, 4, Brewers, 4. Bob McClure now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau scores. Adams scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. 6. Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yount moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yount scores. Davis moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's 6-5, Twins. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilfong hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilfong scores. It's 7-5, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smalley strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landreau hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cubbage bunts towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cubbage moves to second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with McClure covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Pete Redfern now pitching. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lizcano hits a line drive towards short. Smalley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood takes first base on ball 4. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Moore scores. There goes Cooper trying to get to home. Powell throws the ball into Smalley, who relays the ball to Weiniger, who tags Cooper, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 7-6, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adams for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lescano. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Mike Marshall now pitching. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lescano bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norwood. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ogilvie scores. Yount moves to third. It's Twins, 7, Brewers, 7. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yount scores. Davis scores. It's 9-7, Brewers. Mike Baksik now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bando hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilfong is called out on strikes. 1 out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Norwood hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Twins, 9, Brewers, 9. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Landreau hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Molitor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 9. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baksik fields it and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cooper moves to third. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ogilvy is walked intentionally. Sixtolas Cano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvy. The throw from Weiniger and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-9, Brewers. Sixtolas Cano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lascano strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 9. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Glenn Adams. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Augustine covering, for the out. One out. Craig Cusick pinch hits for Mike Cubbage. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 9. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.